Hey guys, Nick Drosos.
Dr. Andrew Steinberg.
And welcome to another episode of...
Have the Balls to Talk About It.
And today we're going
to
be talking about...
Twisted Balls.
Twisted Balls. So I've heard about this, Andrew. It's called what? Torsion?
Torsion, yes.
Testicle torsion?
Testicular torsion.
Testicular torsion.
Yeah.
So what does that mean?
So basically, in a nutshell, some men are born with a difference in their anatomy, where the testicle is not fixed like it should be. It's been called the bell clapper anomaly, which is, the bell clapper is that ball that rings because it looks, we'll put up a picture, but it basically looks like that, thing like a bell, and sometimes the lie is a little bit different. But basically, the envelope, the tunica around the testicle is less fixed, and it has, you're predisposed to twist. So, it's estimated in some studies that, 10 to 15% of men have that anomaly. Not that many, obviously torsion is much less than that, but it's common. It could happen in younger children, infants. It can happen in the age, the common age is usually between the age of 12 to 20, something like
that. Is there an event that creates that, or is it just at
some
point?
No, usually not. Usually not.
Yeah. It just happens because you're born that way and eventually it's going to happen.
Maybe. Eventually it may happen.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly. So, it's not usually happened. You don't usually get kicked. It's usually a sudden onset of pain and really, really significant pain.
Oh, wow.
So, the unfortunate thing is that usually young guys, they're afraid to tell anybody about it. So they're sitting and waiting with this issue. And it
Wait,
goes
so,
on.
So they see it or they feel it, or is a doctor going to tell parents when, the child's born?
No. Because basically this comes when someone has terrible testicular pain.
Okay.
And they come into the emergency room or to the doctor's office. And, they think maybe there's an infection. They think there's cancer. Those things are usually a little bit more, less sudden onset. But the reason why it's so painful is that when you twist the testicle, it ends up cutting the cord and the blood supply. So it's like a heart attack to the testicle. The blood supply to the testicle ends. So the problem with that is the clock starts ticking as to how the viability of the testicle, how long the testicle is going to be alive. Okay. So usually, the rule of thumb is the guy should be operated on within 6 hours. And then you have pretty much a guarantee that your testicular function is going to be good.
Or?
Yeah. Between 6 and 10 hours, that drops to about 75%. And beyond that, it drops to, by 12 hours and beyond, it drops to almost zero.
Somebody feels that, they go into the emergency.
Okay, yeah. So someone feels testicular pain. If anybody's listening, if you feel terrible testicular pain, you go to the emergency room. And not only that, because I've seen this a million times, don't wait in the waiting room for 12 hours also. Don't get, you demand to be seen and examined quickly, because this needs to be, like I said, needs to be taken care of. So some people have come quickly and then they take a number in the waiting room and they're waiting for hours and hours. So it needs to be taken, needs to be diagnosed and taken care of quickly.
But how do you do that? I know it's a little bit off topic, but you go to the emergency, you have to go through the triage and then you have to wait.
Yeah.
So what do you say? Like, my testicles are hurting. You got
to
see me now.
You need to see me now. I'm losing my testicle. I got a torsion.
Okay.
And say those words, because testicular torsion is there's a lot of lawsuits because of testicular torsion, where people, here's an antibiotic, go home, you have a testicular infection, come back in 2 days, they come back in 2 days, testicle's dead. So, demand to be seen. So, what's the differential diagnosis of testicular torsion? Like, what else could it be when you have this kind of pain? Well, we talked about infection, epididymitis, orchitis. We talked about cancer of the testicles, trauma if you were hit into the testicles, even a hernia sometimes, especially if it's twisted and incarcerated, cut off circulation can do it. So that's pretty much the general ones. But how do we diagnose it? Everything starts off with the physical exam, and as well as the history. So again, sudden onset, bad pain. The testicle, when you twist the testicle, it usually, because the testicle is more up-down, when you twist it, it sort of pulls it up, and then the lie of the testicle, if you imagine a hard-boiled egg like that, when you twist it, the lie becomes more sideways and higher up, because the cord gets short as you twist.
So the doctor is going to be able to see that. Can I see it?
Well, you can look for all these things. Your testicle will be tight, higher up in the canal, or close to the canal. And this is something you can't do, and we used to do this before we had ultrasound and so on, is that there's a reflex. So if you're standing up and you stroke the inside of your thigh, you can all try this at home, okay? You stroke right over here, the testicle actually rises. It's called a cremaspheric reflex.
You know that every guy right now is home. Yeah. Like, I want to test it out.
So you take, normally you take one of those tongue depressors, and you sort of break it in half and just sort of scrape the inner thigh, and the testicle will go. It's the same muscle that when you step in a cold swimming pool, brings up the testicles. It's a protective reflex. So classically, with torsion, the cremasteric reflex is gone. So you go like that, and the testicle is not moving. And in the past, when I was a resident, before we had rapid access to ultrasound, you know, coming in the middle of the night, it always happens in the middle of the night for some reason. And, you know, they used to say, if you suspect a torsion, you're not sure, whatever, take them to the operating room and explore. Now, ultrasound is very sensitive because you're looking for the blood flow. So if you have good blood flow, great blood flow, and testicles hanging in the wind, it's not a torsion.
Okay.
Yeah. If you have torsion where it's twisted, the ultrasound, they can measure the Doppler, they can measure the blood flow, and you see sort of no blood flow or minimal blood flow. I was called in the middle of the night one time, and they called the emergency room, called me, and I said, well, what did the ultrasound show? They said, we didn't do it. They said the ultrasound guy, radiologist, refused to come in. So I called the guy up and said, listen, if you don't come in, I'm coming in, I'm going to operate on this guy. If this was your son, would you want me to operate him without a diagnosis?
Yeah.
He says, well, I have to come in. I said, I have to come in also. I got him in, and it wasn't a torsion. So it's a good thing I never mind twisted his arm. I should have twisted his testicles a little bit.
But what's the surgery like, Andrew?
So what we do for the surgery is very simple. Well, first thing we do is we try to detwist it. So the twisting normally happens inwards, classically. So what you can do is you can take the testicle and try to...
Like manually?
Yeah, you could try to twist it.
Oh, that's...
I know. That helps sometimes. And if you are successful, and you know, there's usually quick relief of some of the pain, you still need to operate, but you can do it more electively.
Okay.
What we do for surgery is as follows. In the scrotum, right between the two testicles, you make a little incision, and then we look at the testicle, and if it's been in torsion for a while, usually it's very dark and dusky color instead of that white, nice pink.
So painful.
I know. The first thing I do if I think that this testicle is dead is I'll put a nice warm water compress on it.
Okay.
Heat it up, make it nice, and make nice to the testicle, and see if it starts to pick up in color. If it's not, the white envelope around it, I'll actually make a little nick in it, and see if any nice red blood comes out. When it's dead,
my testicles are hurting just hearing this. Sorry.
when it's dead, you see like no blood come out, and the testicle.
So dead means. It's done.
It's done. And the testicle will look, the tissue inside, which is, like I said, nice and pink. And of course, when you cut it bleeding, it just sort of looks darker, musky.
Do you remove it?
So then we remove it.
Like out, gone.
Yeah. If I have any doubt, I'll leave it, because sometimes leaving it in place, getting that circulation will save some of it. But, if it's dead and the guy, you have a story of a guy, he's been having pain for 3 days. Went to the emergency room, came back, sent them back and forth, and the pain has never stopped. Like, there hasn't been good periods and bad periods, and you could just see it's black and dead and whatever. There's no sense. And even in fact, if you leave it, the dead testicular can get infected and cause an abscess, so you're really safer to remove it. In any case, what we do when we remove it, very simple. When we fix it, is you're fixing it to both sides. So you put a suture on one side of the testicle and sew it to the sidewall of the scrotum, okay. And then do it on the other side and sew it to the scrot so it can't move anymore.
Okay.
And also, equally as important, we do the normal side also. Because if they have one on one side, they're more likely to have one on the other side.
No way.
Yeah. So we fix both testicles, and that's it.
Do you replace the testicle? Like, I mean, you put, like, I mean.
So there are silicone or saline filled testicular prosthesis, like the breast ones. I don't usually do it in the same setting.
Yeah. Because
most people, once they have a chance to live with it, and see that, well, who cares? It's not, you know, and your sac is still loose, and so it doesn't look, unless you're sort of up close, often you can't even tell that the testicle
is
missing.
Would that affect your, if you want to have kids, your...
Usually not. A dead testicle, that could create some anti-sperm antibodies.
Okay.
So the body kind of... that's another reason why you want to remove a dead testicle. But generally, you know, if you fix it in good time.
So worst case scenario, one testicle goes, the other one's still working.
Yeah, you should be fine anyway with one testicle.
Like, it can't make any, like, that's the worst it's going to get. It can't get into your bloodstream or make you more ill if you don't do anything.
No. So rapid onset of pain, testicular pain, go to the emergency room. Don't just go to the emergency room, demand to be seen. And, you know, you have that signs of that cream hysteric reflex, and you can try to twist it back. But again, there's zero reason why we shouldn't do an ultrasound and easily diagnose it. And it should be diagnosed and fixed as soon as possible. The only thing else I have to add to it is there is something called torsion detorsion. So some guys come in with, some guys come in with this severe pain, but you examine them and they're completely normal. But the way they describe it, it sounds like almost a classical, it came on quickly, it was hurting me, it seemed like it was tight, and then when you do the ultrasound, the blood flow is good, but there's a little bit of swelling around the testicle. So that is an entity. I don't know how sure it is. I've done once or twice in my career where electively, because the pain keeps on coming back, you know, every couple of weeks, every month, and they're running to the emergency room. So there is an argument to actually fix those testicles, and just under the assumption that they are twisting, but they're detwisting within appropriate time. So that's testicular torsion.
It sounds really painful.
Yeah.
It sounds like it's so sensitive.
Well, it's a sensitive area as it is, and cut off the blood circulation to it, and it's even more.
So guys, if you feel any pain, if I ever feel any pain in the future, I'm coming straight behind you.
I don't know if any young guys do this, but you know, tell somebody about it, go to the emergency room, and you know.
Have the balls.
To untwist your testicles.
Untwist your testicles. We're gonna need to get a new sock like this.